Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess.
Hello, and welcome to episode, 221, 251. We have no idea. That's just the kind of summer it's been. I actually have recorded Quilt Diaries this summer, but I don't know what I said, and I don't really have the energy to go back and listen and edit. Not that I do a lot of editing. Let me tell you, it is whatever episode it is, the day is Tuesday. The date is August 7th, and the year is 2018. And I'm sitting on my front porch, not the back porch, because the AC is running. We have, in some ways, had such a nice summer, just in terms of it being cool. Lots of rain. Maybe a little too much rain, but I don't complain about the weather, so I'm not going to complain about rain because it has kept the temps down. You know, it's like highs of 88. That's a beautiful thing here in North Carolina. Today it's been a little warmer, but it's really sunny, and I'm so happy to see the sun, and it feels like August is supposed to feel. So the AC is running. It's about 5 in the afternoon, and to be honest, I was feeling a little tired. If I sound tired, it's just that time of day for me, but I've been wanting to record this, and I thought, this is a good time. Hopefully not too many mosquitoes will come and bite me. Travis is resting. I'll give you the Travis update here in a bit. Oh, I just realized something. I need to get my phone, because Will is at a friend's house, and he's going to text me to come pick him up. Been a lot of driving people around this summer. We are a two-car family. We have three licensed drivers, the third being Jack, who has worked all summer at Chick-fil-A. He's working like 40 hours a week. I'm really proud of him. He never complains. He's making a ton of money. Whatever your views on Chick-fil-A's politics, A, waffle fries, amazing, and B, they treat their workers really well. So just saying that, but anyway, so he has had, I think, a really good summer at work. He's ready to go back to school. This week is his last week of work. Next week is his last week home, and then he's back to Davidson on the 18th, and I'm pretty sure he can't wait. He's hung out with his high school friends. They just are a really tight group of people, and you know how kids are these days. They go to college, but they stay in touch with all their friends from high school, or at least a lot of them do, and in fact, there's some talk about how that kind of, sometimes college students are lonely because they're not connecting and making new communities at college because they are still so connected to their friend group from high school. But Jack's made a lot of friends at college, and I'm just very happy for him that he's maintaining these really important friendships, these lifelong friendships with his friends from school here. Anyway, Will's with his friend Pablo. And I do need to go check my phone, although who knows. When Will and Pablo get together, their plans shift quite a bit from moment to moment. I like Pablo. I like Pablo's parents. Good people. But a little bit of a different lifestyle. Both the parents travel a lot. Will's almost 16. I still text Pablo's mom. Like, if there's any, like, I'm going to Pablo's house. I'm like, just let me text Pablo's mom. Make sure someone's going to be there. Because, yeah, I'm that kind of mom still. More concerned at this point about overnight stays with the possibility, potential of no parental unit in the household. Anyway, Will knew this was going to happen. He saw me do it with Jack. And that he knows that's how I roll. So, anyway. But before I get the phone. I know what I want to tell you. I did have a podcast anniversary winner, and that winner was Noni, which made me so happy. It was an honest win. I did the random number generator, and Noni came up with the big win, and she is my most loyal commenter. So I just was really happy about that. So yay, Noni. And who knows, maybe we'll do some giveaways here in the near future. I don't know why I even said that. I have no plan to give away anything except, you know, perhaps these 20 extra pounds that I continue to carry around from here to there. Well, I want to go ahead and get you updated on the quilt situation. I'm trying to keep in mind this is a quilty podcast. All right, I have to tell you this. So I've been podcasting for 8 years. We're heading into year number 9.
gotten so many nice iTunes ratings and reviews over the years, all of them 5 stars, 1 4-star, and then for some reason, I don't even check that often, because, you know, at this point, I think people, I don't know, there's about 1 new review a year, and that's fine. If you haven't reviewed or rated and you love the podcast or like it enough to give it 5 stars, go over it. Go over and do that if you're in the mood. Otherwise, you know, just let it go. But someone gave a podcast a 2-star rating. I'm like, oh, the mean people are coming. It's like, why? I don't know. I'm not going to let it bother me. It bothered me a little bit at this point. I think I ran across this on Sunday. I was like, oh, that hurts my feelings. And I just thought, I don't know why you would bother. I very rarely bother giving a bad review, like a bad book review or a bad podcast review. You know, it's just like, one, because of someone who gets reviewed more as a book author than a podcaster, but certainly is both. It's like, yeah, you know, unless you got some good constructive criticism along with your low review, just, I don't know, you could contact the person personally. You could do that, but don't do that. If you don't like the podcast, just let it go. Let it go. I got other things to worry about, but I hope you do. And I thought, well, maybe I'll try to entertain people and into giving me good ratings and reviews by actually talking about quilts. So this summer, I have finished 2 quilts. One, of course, was Melon Patch. So that one almost doesn't count because I mostly had it finished by the end of the spring. But I did have some repair work to do on the quilting, and I got those repairs made and got the binding done, and I will post a picture on the show notes. I also finished a 1933 era quilt for the friendship album deal. I don't know if you know, I'm doing another podcast, which has taken up a lot of time, more time than I thought, but it's been a lot of fun, called Friendship Album 1933. It's a free audiobook, posting a couple chapters a week, on hiatus right now, but I've posted 9 chapters, probably at this point 2 or 2.5 hours worth of audio. So yes, and the idea is that I want to do some quilts that go along with the story, or at least along with that era of the 1930s. And my friend Patty, aka Elm Street Quilts, is a math person, unlike myself. I am definitely just words, no numbers. And so she's been helping me out. So I'm actually with that quilt, I made the quilt, and then she figured out the yardage and did the directions. And that, excuse me, that is up on the Quilt Fiction website and on the blog over there, and it's absolutely free. And we plan to do some more quilts. Next in line is that for Patty to actually make the pattern is a Crown of Thorns quilt, which is a quilt pattern I love. It's another 1930s, very popular quilt. It's older than that, but it was a quilt that was made a lot in the 1930s. And then I'm also working on a fan quilt. I'm paper piecing it, and it's really cute. I thought I was tired of it. I was telling someone just the other day, yeah, I think I'm getting tired of that. And then I looked at it this afternoon and thought, no, I'm not. It's really cute. I wish I'd made the fans a little bigger, but c'est la vie. So with Crown of Thorns, I told Patty to make the blocks super big, like 15-inch blocks. I want to make it a big quilt. So that's been a lot of fun. I have to say that I kind of, like, would just love to do some improv quilting and fooling around, and at some point I'm going to need to take a break to do that. But it's also fun to follow patterns. And obviously with the windmill quilt, I didn't follow a pattern. It just, Patty applied a pattern to it. But with Crown of Thorns, I will follow Patty's pattern. And again, we'll make the pattern available both on the Quilt Fiction site, and I'm trying to think if we put the double windmill on Patty's site. I can't remember now. Anyway, but that'll be another free pattern. At some point, we may do some pattern selling, or, yeah, I don't know. We're still kind of working that out, but it's a lot of fun. So, let's see. I even took notes, y'all. So, I recorded quilt diaries, and it's just all old news. So, yes, up next, okay. Told you that. So, told you about Friendship Album. We're doing really well, getting a lot of listeners. Somebody posted over on this forum called Quilting Board. Are you familiar with that? I was not, but all of a sudden we saw all these listeners or visitors to the blog coming from Quilting Board. So I joined it. It's really fun. If you like quilt talk, which I do, You know, it seems to be, as far as I can tell, more traditional quilters, but just in quilty talk. And but somebody posted it about the podcast, and I'm not sure I know who that person was. That's always nice. I can always depend on Noni to go around and tell people good news for me, which is great. I mean, to spread the news about, you know, about the books or the podcast or whatever, which I really appreciate. But it's always fun when it's actually someone you don't know who's not kind of on your support staff anyway. So yes, we're getting a lot of listeners, and you know, I hope eventually it will become a book. I actually hope to eventually sell it to a publisher. We'll see how that works. Coming up, I'm going to be on the Just Want to Quilt podcast. We're doing the interview in September, so I don't know when it'll be posted. It'll be mid-September, and I'm not sure. I have a note coming up. Just Want to Quilt and Who Do You? I don't know what that means. I have absolutely... Oh, I know what it means. Yes. Okay, so I've been, you know, I'm on the board of the Quilt Alliance and doing interviews for StoryBee. And of course, you know, I love the Quilt Alliance and want to encourage you to become a member of the Quilt Alliance. And one of the benefits of membership are these interviews, which if you particularly if you take me out of the equation, because I get a little bug-eyed and overly excited, the interviews are really good because I'm interviewing wonderful people. I had a great time talking to Denise Schmidt and Alex Anderson. I spoke to Ricky Timms. And this was before the fires. I don't know if you're following that. He's out in Colorado. And amazingly, his house did not burn down. He assumed that it would. The fires came so close. So he's very fortunate. But as you might expect, a totally super nice man. So I had a question. Who would you like to see interviewed? We're throwing some names around, but I'd be curious. It's like, who would you like to know more about? I do have Bonnie Hunter is going to do an interview. She is so busy that I'm supposed to get in touch with her, I think, at the end of August to get a date. She's traveling so much, and I know she's still traveling. I just saw, I follow her. I get her blog update every day. She's really good about keeping up with that blog, and so she has been in Louisville at the Cozy Quilter, where I did a trunk show earlier this year, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful quilt shop. If you are in the Louisville area, I would highly recommend you go. They have a really nice selection of fabrics of all kinds. You know, it's not huge, but it's pretty big. You know, I mean, it's not warehouse huge. It's not Walmart huge, but it's got a number of rooms and just kind of everything. If you're looking for modern fabrics, if you're looking for repro, whatever it is that floats your boat, they've got it. It's really well arranged. I really like the owner a lot, Barb. And so anyway, so it was exciting to see that Bonnie had been there. But anyway, so she is someone on the list. But who else? Who else would you like to see interviewed? Who would, if you're not a member of the Quilt Alliance, if you saw, oh, she's interviewing so-and-so, I'm going to join, who would be that person? All right. Got back a couple weeks ago from Atlanta. I went and visited the East Cobb Quilters Guild. Got to see my good buddies, Pam and Lynn from The Stitch. They are both members of that guild. I suspect they were behind me, getting invited to come speak, and it was a lot of fun. This guild is so big that they have an evening group and a morning group, and the evening group, a lot of the people who are there, I think, are people who work and can't make the morning group. The evening group was like 30 or 40 people, and the morning group was like 100. So this is a big guild where people show up, and I had a great time. It was interesting. Each group had its own distinct personality, but both were wonderful. I had such a good time talking. Of course, absolutely exhausted. I did nothing but talk from the time I got there. Except to scream while driving through outside the perimeter traffic. I would rather drive on the highway into Atlanta than get off the highway and drive around Dunwoody and Marietta. I have learned that is a true thing about me. That was very, very, I have driven so much more than, you know, if I put the miles together and compare them to like most of my friends, I probably have driven more. We lived in Texas and while I was in college in North Carolina, and I drove back and forth between Winston-Salem and Killeen, Texas many, many a times. by myself, and I have done that, and yet I'm still a bit of a nervous driver. I'm not an aggressive driver. And I lived in Massachusetts, and that's what this felt like. There are times, like driving in Boston, you just have to go, right? You just close your eyes and get on in there. And I hate driving like that, and that's what that driving was like. But the people were wonderful. I got to spend time with my older brother and his wife and daughter, so that was lovely. They live inside the perimeter, that part of Atlanta is funky and very cool. All of Atlanta is beautiful. It's a beautiful city, inside or outside the perimeter. I'm just learning these terms, and they crack me up because it sounds like a science fiction novel. But anyway, it was wonderful, particularly seeing Pam and Lynn. And then on my way out of town, I got to have breakfast with Holly Ann from String and Story, Quilt and Jenny, and Pam again, and then Pam, Quilt and Jenny. Yeah, it was those three and me, so it was four of us. And, you know, these guys are like my quilting family. You know, Jen and Holly Ann and I stayed together in Savannah. We're rooming together again in Nashville. And I could just talk to them all the time. And Jen is one of the world's greatest storytellers. And it's just like I remembered why I never got enough sleep in Savannah is because I'd stay up late talking to Jen. And she just, you know, it was just so much fun talking to her that we just talked and talked. And I was absolutely exhausted. I've got to decide about how I'm going to get to Nashville. I'm going to start looking into flights now because I kind of feel like I ought to fly because I'm going to be so exhausted after good times with the gals. So anyway, that was great. I also, I'll tell you one more thing. I saw a friend of mine from when I lived in Germany when I was in ninth grade, my friend Maureen. And here's the thing, you know, when you live on an army post, people come in and out of your life and you can form very intense friendships very quickly. I thought Maureen had moved into our small town in Germany at the end of eighth grade. It turns out she moved in kind of the end of ninth grade, like second semester of ninth grade year. And then I moved that summer. But I've never forgotten her, and we were part of the same friend group, as the kids say now. So I think of her as being a good friend from that time, but we really weren't friends all that long, as it turns out. But I totally remember her. She totally looks the same and is the same, which is to say absolutely delightful, and we have so much in common. And she started quilting about a year ago with a friend, and she has like a little tiny quilting group. And it makes wonderful quilts, and we had the best time. And I was, you know, I had just done two big talks, but we talked. She came over to my brother's house, which was so nice of her, and we talked for 2 hours and just had the best time. And I would love to see her again. Maureen, if you're listening, hello. But it just felt, yeah, that was really, really neat. It's a little scary because you realize if Maureen hasn't changed in 40 years, then I haven't changed in 40 years, and I would really like to have changed some in 40 years, but maybe it's just our essences never change. So that was Atlanta. Let me update you on Travis, the quilt dog, who's not by my side. He is inside. Travis ended up having a herniated disc and spent part of July paralyzed in his hindquarters. It was like having an infant. It was very stressful. It was worrisome. We didn't know if he would ever walk again. The whole bathroom situation, I won't even go into it, but it was not fun. That was absolutely trying to get this dog to do his business was hard because he didn't want to do it I am getting into it. Let's just say when you have control issues and when your idea of a bad time, and it's a bad time. When your idea of a bad time is getting your business on you, which dogs apparently really hate. So you can't put dogs in a diaper, right? Because that keeps their business close to their fur or skin, and they do not like it. It was all very psychological. It was all stressful. It was just a totally stressed out July. The good news is Travis is walking again. He is not 100% healed, and my thought is we should take him to get some laser therapy. We are seeing the vet in 2 weeks. I wish we could have seen her earlier. She keeps going. It's a new vet, and we love her, but she keeps going out of town right when we need her. But anyway, he's doing really well.
And the weirdest thing is, like, I've been walking. I really felt like I didn't take a walk for about a month. And now I'm walking, and people give me this look, like, what happened to Travis? But they're scared to ask, so I have to tell everyone when I say, Travis is fine. He's getting better, and he is getting better. He's still... We should probably keep him crated more than we do, but he just hates it so. And he does need some exercise, but he can't go on a walk yet. He can walk, and he goes out back, and he does his business, and then he has to come back in, and we don't let him do stairs, and we don't let him on furniture, and he can't jump around. He's getting better. The worst thing at this point is he has not been groomed since May, and although we give him periodic hose downs outside with shampoo, the fact is he smells not that great, and is really furry and fuzzy, and I can't wait to get him a groomer. I think we are going to have to go to a groomer who will come here. You know, some of these groomers now have vans and just do the whole job in their van. So once he's all the way better, we get the vets okay, then we'll get him groomed and smelling pretty again. So that is the Travis report. That is the Francis report. I'm trying to think what I've been reading. You know, I'm finishing The Shell Seekers by Rosamund Pilcher. It's a book I have started before and never finished. I've read other of her books and finished them. And this one, I get irritated with it at points and have to put it down. But I've gotten through my last point of irritation and now really enjoying it. I had to pause because it's either a motorcycle or a car that totally lacks a muffler just went up the street beside me. Cornwallis, it's called. So I'm trying to tell you what I read this summer. I've been keeping up with Quilt Folk. That's a good read. And I'm reading a book about the second half of life and spirituality for the second half of life that's really good by Richard Rohr. I think it's called Falling Upward. I'm dipping in and out of things a lot, to be honest. I have not had the best concentration, but hopefully that will change. So that is my life for right now. The next 2 weeks are really about getting Jack back to school and getting Will back to school and not driving someone someplace every, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. That will be nice. Just kind of being able to, I think this summer, and often summers are like this when you have children, and having Travis sick has been really like having an infant in some ways. The man and I are having these long conversations about his, you know, business, as we say, you know, the likes of which we have not had since the boys were babies. So yeah, so the summer is often about children and about getting people where they need to go and keeping them occupied or helping them occupy themselves. And it can be hard to have a routine in summer, and I'm very much a creature of routine, so I'm very much looking forward to getting back to it. And I think 2 weeks from today, everyone will be back in school. We'll be playing soccer. And I kind of will have my day from 8 to 5. I got a lot of work to do. I am, if you've been listening to the Friendship Album podcast, you may know that it's a work in progress. I'm about 10 chapters ahead of the story, and I need to get further ahead. I'm also finishing a book called How to Build a Story, a creative writing workshop for kids. And that is a lot of fun. But it's hard. It's hard to explain the writing process in some ways. I've been doing some writing workshops this summer, which I have thoroughly enjoyed doing. Especially my last two groups were just great. Really fun kids. But trying to walk them basically through plot and finding a really good way to talk about plot so that they can get through a story from beginning to end, which can be really hard, especially this age. I teach rising fifth graders through rising seventh graders. They get stuck in the middle, and that's really what we focus on. Anyway, so that's been going on, and I need to finish this book, which will basically translate the workshop into words on the page. And that's due to my editor on September 1st. I have a feeling I may not make the deadline. Usually I make my deadline, so I have bought myself a little time. And she also understands about Travis and how I really didn't get much work done in July at all. But it's about to change. So I hope you've been having a good summer. If you haven't, you know what? I don't love summer, and I find some bad things. Some of the worst things happen in summer for some reason. In July. July to me is the lost month. My whole goal in life is to get rich enough just to go someplace in July, like a cabin on the shore, maybe on the west coast of Ireland. I don't know. Someplace that's beautiful and quiet and where nothing goes wrong, ever. I'm looking for that place. That is what I want to do. Some July. I'm going to have a perfect July, but it doesn't happen. But we're in August now. We're in August, and August is good because August leads into the fall. And you know what I love? I love the fall. I love the fall, and this is going to be a good fall. I just know it. Don't you think so? Yes. Yes. So let's stretch. Let's do our yoga. Let's make our quilts. Let's be creative. Let's stay connected. Let's talk about our problems with people who will listen to us. I worry about that with people, and it was a hard summer for a lot of reasons, but some definite sad stories about people with mental health issues who couldn't get the help they needed for one reason or another. So let's all get the help we need, the exercise we need, and let's make the quilts we need and other people need too. Okay, I'm going to try to be a more loyal podcaster in the future, so I will talk to you sooner rather than later. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Frances. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.